Lord, make me an instrument of your peace.
Señor, hazme un instrumento de tu paz.
Where there is hatred, let me sow love.
Onde houver ódio, que eu semeie o amor.
Where there is injury, pardon.
Donde hay dolor, perdón.
Where there is doubt, faith.
Onde houver dúvida, a fé.
Where there is despair, hope.
Donde hay desconfianza, perdón.
Where there is sadness, joy.
Onde houver tristeza, alegria.
Where there is darkness, light.
Donde hay obscuridad, luz.
O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console.
O Divino Mestre, fazei com que eu não procure mais ser consolado que consolar.
Not so much to be understood as to understand.
No tanto ser entendido como entender.
Not so much so to be loved as to love.
Não mais ser amado, amar.
For it is in giving that we receive.
Porque es dando que recibimos.
It is in pardoning that we are pardoned.
É perdoando que nós somos perdoados.
It is in dying that we are born again to eternal life.
Y es muriendo que nacemos de nuevo a la vida eterna.
Love of God in Jesus Christ will. voice that speaks of peace. Peace for God's people and thy friends and those who turn to God in their hearts.
Dona nobis pacem, Domine.
Blessed are those who bring peace, for they shall be called the children of God. Peace I leave with you, says the Lord. My peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid, for I will be with you always.
Dona nobis pacem, Domine. Dona nobis pacem, Domine. Dona nobis pacem, Domine.
For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. The former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that had not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sin of being 100 years old shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit, they shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord.
The reading of the scriptures from Psalm 37, verses 1 to 9. Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn. the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land.
Our New Testament lesson is from John 10, 7 through 18. Jesus therefore said to them again, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and might have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hireling and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, beholds the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hireling and is not concerned about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall become one flock with one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down and have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father."
Draw not your heart. prayer. The southeastern concerns are Mike Harville, whose dad has been found but is now in the hospital in Greenville. Kathy McKinney, who has gone to be with her very ill grandmother. Clint and Helen Lawyer, whose newborn daughter Kelly has had stomach surgery. And then a number of military personnel who are related to the classes in which we're in.
Hallelujah.
spoken in the name of Christ, the Savior of the world.
Oh. God and for the unity of the whole human family. Ministers of the gospel, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for our nation. We pray for our government. We pray for all who serve and protect us. Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for a Christian end to our lives and for all who have fallen asleep in Christ. Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer.
Deeply saddened by the news of the outbreak of war between the United States and Allied forces in Iraq, leaders of the Baptist World Alliance have called on all Baptists to pray for peace, for all the people of the Middle East, and that this not become a holy war. Denton Lotz, General Secretary of the Baptist World Alliance, and Nod Wimpelman, President of the BWA, have said that we want to assure our brothers and sisters living in Israel, in Jordan, in Lebanon, and in Syria, Iraq, and the Middle East, that we are joining them in prayer for peace. We extend our hand of peace to our Muslim friends and say salam, and to our Jewish brothers and sisters and say shalom. In a statement of the 70 million Baptists representing the Baptist World Alliance, Lotz and Wimpelman have said, "It is a tragic fact of history that the area of the world where three great religions find their home is also the place of enmity and war. Because there are Christians and Jews and Muslims living in all of the countries represented, the Baptist World Alliance leaders say, call all of us, men and women of goodwill, to prayer. The BWA leaders call for a quick end to the conflict and a just settlement of all the problems confronting the nations of the Middle East. They extend their sympathy to those families bereaved by death of loved ones in this war, whether in the Middle East or Europe or North America." And so we conclude our service with three cries for peace. Hear them now in the silence as they are read.
Save us, weak resignation to violence. Teach us that restraint is the highest expression of power, that thoughtfulness and tenderness are the mark of the strong. Help us to love our enemies, not by countenance in their sins, but by remembering our own.
Save us, our compassionate Lord, from our folly by your wisdom, from our arrogance by your forgiving love, from our greed by your infinite bounty, and from our insecurity by your healing power.
Shalom. Grant us the ability to find joy in the strength, not in destroying the call to arms, but in stretching our arms
to grasp our fellow creatures in the striving for justice and for truth.
I would ask you to join us in prayer as we leave. The choir will depart and recess, and you to follow us in silence as we depart this chapel, using Simeon's word, "Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace." Let us stand.